produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.
My name is Debbie Keller, and my company is Home and Office Transitions. I provide move management services for individuals and companies. We were looking for a company with high-quality service, integrity, and one that was committed to the same high standards of customer service that we were. And we found all of those in Ewing Moving and Storage.
Is brought to you by Josie's Inspiration Radio Network USA World, produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Network USA World. USA toll-free callers 1-310-742-1858. Again, that's 1-310-742-1858.
Hello again, precious gems throughout Radio Land. This is Pearline from God's Precious Pearls Ministry greeting you again today. It is indeed a pleasure to be with you again on Finding My Way Radio Network USA World. I welcome all our lovely listeners throughout the world, and I pray you're having a wonderful day, whatever time of day it is for you. Here in the USA, we celebrate Independence Day tomorrow, July 4th. So happy and blessed July 4th to everyone. A very special thanks to Kayla from Finding My Way Radio Network, USA World, and Josie from Josie Inspirational Radio Network, USA World, and Ewing Moving and Storage for sponsoring this program. A hearty thanks to you for giving me this opportunity to share God's precious pearls. Thanks to my radio listeners for taking this time to join me in God's Precious Pearls ministry. I pray that today's thoughts will minister to you. It will cause you to reflect and ponder. I pray this is a call to attention, taking note of this, the season of our lives and the times we're living in. For some, I feel and I hope this will be a word of confirmation to you. And I pray that this encourages your soul. During my quiet time on Sunday morning, the Lord spoke the words I'm going to share with you, and also Psalm 71, which confirmed much of what he said to me. Let's pause for a moment for prayer. Father God, we just thank you for today. We thank you, Father God, for this special time of sharing your thoughts and reflection and for sharing your word. Father God, I thank you for already listeners throughout the land who are listening. And I pray, Father, that these words will minister to your children throughout the land. I pray, Lord, that this will be an answer to prayers for many. Father God, I thank you for Jesus. I thank you for his finished work on Calvary. I thank you for his mighty and powerful and precious name. And I thank you, Lord God, for his precious blood that was shed on Calvary for our sins. Father God, I just praise you. I bless you. I love you. And I honor you. And it's in the precious name of Jesus I pray, Lord, that the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart will be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. Thank you, Lord. As I said before, this was a time of reflection. I think I was feeling a little bit tired on Sunday morning, even though I'd just gotten up, but it was a busy few days before. And, you know, this is a different time and season in my life. A little bit busy more than I have been before. But, you know, even in our busy schedules, the Lord wants us to have moments of quietness and moments of refreshing, moments when we can just sit and just breathe in and just be refreshed. Many of us are grandparents, and, you know, the little ones do keep us busy. And I think this was part of my thing as well. I was being a little bit busy. It's wonderful to see the little ones running around. It's such a pleasure, such a joy, such a blessing to have them. But they said, oh Lord, you know, and then the Lord will say to me, for this you prayed, so enjoy them. Of course I do. I love them so much. I love them to bits. I just love each and every one of them. And I give God thanks for them. But of course I needed this little time of reflection. And I will share with you what the Lord spoke to me, but I'll just share his word first. And this was from Psalm 71. In thee, O Lord, do I put my trust. Let me not be put to confusion. Let me deliver me in thy righteousness and cause me to escape. Incline thine ear unto me and save me. Be thou my strong habitation, whereunto I may continually resort. Thou hast given commandment to save me, for thou art my rock and my fortress. Deliver me, O Lord, from the hand of the wicked, out of the hand of the unrighteous and cruel man. For thou art my hope, O Lord God, thou art my trust from my youth. By thee I have been holding up from the womb. Thou art he who took me out of my mother's bowels. My praise shall be continually of thee. I am a wonder to many, but thou art my strong refuge. Let my mouth be filled with thy praise and with thine honor all the day. Cast me not in the time of old age. Forsake me not when my strength faileth. For mine enemies speak against me, and they that lay wait for my soul take counsel together, saying, God hath forsaken him. Persecute and take him, for there is none to deliver him. O God, be not far from me. O my God, make haste to help. Let them be confounded and consumed that are adversaries to my soul. Let them be covered with reproach and dishonor that seek my hurt. But I will hope continually, and will yet praise thee more and more. My mouth shall show forth thy righteousness and thy salvation all the day, for I know not the numbers thereof. I will go in the strength of the Lord God. I will make mention of thy righteousness, even of thine only. O God, thou hast taught me from my youth, and hitherto have I declared thy wondrous works. Now also, when I'm old and gray-headed, O God, forsake me not until I have showed thy strength to this generation and thy power to everyone that is to come. Thy righteousness also, O God, is very high. Who has done great things, O God, who is like unto thee? Thou which hast showed me great and sore trouble shall quicken me again, and shall bring me up from the depths of the earth. Thou shalt increase my greatness, and comfort me on every side. I will also praise thee with the psaltery, even thy truth, O my God. Unto thee will I sing with the harp, O thou Holy One of Israel. My lips shall greatly rejoice when I sing unto thee, and my soul, which thou hast redeemed. My tongue also shall talk of thy righteousness all the day long, for they are confounded, for they are brought unto shame that seek my hurt. You know, most of what's written here just confirmed and just blessed me, you know, what the Lord had spoken to my heart. Yes, I'm getting older, you know, and the changes that we go through, we need strength, we need encouragement, and we need to know that the Lord is always with us. And, you know, before I received that psalm, this is what the Lord spoke to me, and then he took me to that psalm. This is what the Lord spoke to my heart. My spirit is upon you, my child, because I have called and appointed you for such a time as this, such a time when no man knows the hour or time of my appearing, a time when men have lost hope and trust in me, a time when lawlessness abound and no truth is found in men. Men do not fear me, but fear all that is around them and give awe to them. There is no awe of me. They have put their trust in their own efforts, their own achievements, and trust in man. I have called you to speak my word and show my love, to show others the way and extend my love. My hand is upon you, so do not fear. Do not fear the faces of men, and do not fear that you are not able, because it is not you, but me in you that speaks. You will know, because my hand will rest on you as you speak, and it will go forth with power and conviction under my anointing. Hence, my daughter, let your words be few. Be quiet in your soul and wait patiently on me. Pursue peace always and walk in peace always. There I am found. I will not be found in areas of confusion and restlessness. Only in times of ministering to the troubled and restless soul, let your desire be of rest and quietness. This is your hour of rest and quietness, and waiting on me only. The days I have given you are numbered, so respect and honor them. Take note of them and use them for my glory. This is the hour for you to be rested and quieted in your soul. This is not the season for much business and activity. It is time to wait as Anna waited in the temple for my first appearing. She knew the hour, so you should know also. I am preparing you. I am making you sensitive to the hour you are living in. It is troubling times, and its escalation is on the rise. So I'm preparing my bride. I'm preparing my children. My desire for my children everywhere is to be ready, to observe the times and seasons, to discern and walk in my spirit accordingly. It is not time for my children to fear, but it's time to pray, it's time to wait, and it's time to rejoice. It's time to look up, because your redemption draweth nigh. It is time to be quiet and pray for those who have lost their way, for those who do not know me, for those who have turned their backs on me, for those who've wandered from the fold. Pray and bring them in. It is time to saturate yourself in me, so my spirit can move in you and through you. It is not time to weary yourself. You are useless without me. It is time to be rested in me and to hear from me. I speak continually. My sound and my voice is always resounding in the atmosphere. So my children need to be still so they can hear from me. I am calling my children to listen. I'm calling my children to be still. I'm calling and I'm seeking my children to come, to wait patiently on me and follow me. Come, my daughter, come. There are times when you have been weary. There are times when you've been tired. There are times when you have been hurting. Even as you've shared in the past, the hurts you endured and how I have delivered you. Tell my children, my precious gem, precious gems, I have seen your tears of worship and surrender. I have seen your tears of sorrow. These were not tears of just sorrow nor grief. These tears were worship unto me. They were tears of sorrow, but they were tears of worship. And these tears of worship will wash your face and cause you to glow with my love in my present. Do not despise those tears of worship. But the tears of sorrow, give them to me. They will wash your face and wash your wounds. These tears of sorrow sparkle like jewel before me because they are worship unto me. And they are an ornament, not only to me, but they are an ornaments of grace unto thee. So be not afraid to worship me with your tears and wash my feet even as Mary did. My children, I love you. You know, God loves us so much. And in our busy schedule, in our business, no matter what goes on around us, it's okay. We've got things to do. Life goes on. But whatever we do, the Lord wants us to look continually to Him, to seek strength, to seek wisdom, to seek guidance. And even as we may have lots of things that, you know, we need to do, He will give us the instructions. He will direct our paths. You know, remember Proverbs 3, 5, and 6 tells us, trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge Him, and He will direct thy path. It doesn't matter what we do. You know, now in my season of being a grandmother, I may not have the strength to run around my little ones like I used to with my own children, my own four children, when they were small. But the Lord would just show you. The Lord would just instruct us and show us how to go about our busy schedules. But it's only when we have that downtime, it's time to take that time to be filled up and to be saturated with Him, as He is saying, for our cups to be full and overflowing. We cannot run a car on an empty tank, can we? No, we can't. We can only run a car that's filled with oil, with gas. So, you know, we too need to be filled up spiritually that we can go on. And when we're filled up with Him spiritually, with the Lord spiritually, with His anointing, with His Holy Spirit leading us, guiding us, the Holy Spirit knows exactly what we need to do. He knows the plan. He knows the purpose. He knows everything. And He will direct us. I remember when I was in school, back home in my homeland, Jamaica, as we did home economics, one of the subjects I really loved was home economics. And one of the part of the curriculum that I really loved was house planning. We had to plan. You know, you're given certain projects to work on, and you have to plan them effectively, that you utilize every time. How many of my friends from home listening today remember that? We had to plan effectively, not wasting a moment. You know, we were given different projects, and you plan each one. You just don't do one project and then you go to the next. If you have laundry to do, for instance, well, we had to hand wash. So we would put the clothes to steep, and then while it's steeping for a few minutes, you go and you do something else, and you just go back and you utilize all your time. That's planning your time. Well, the Holy Spirit knows exactly how to do that. So without bringing any confusion, this is what the Word says, do not bring confusion to me. The Holy Spirit will show us. He will instruct us. He will guide us, and whatever we have to do will not be burdensome at all. And when we have finished that busy moment, as the Lord has ordained a Sabbath rest for us to be quiet in our souls, take a moment just to be quiet. Take a few hours just to lie down and rest. I suppose I need to know that. I'm sure many people know that, but it takes a lot of learning for me to know that, because I'm always on the go, literally. So this is something I think the Lord is imparting to me, that I need to take that time. We mustn't feel guilty that we have to be constantly going. Actually, this turns out to be pride in a way, and not trusting the Lord. So yes, Lord, I repent of pride. Oh, thank you, Lord. But you know, it's good to wait on the Lord. It's good to trust Him. It's good to listen to Him, to hear what He has to say to us, to direct us. And I'm telling you, when He speaks to us, it brings peace and rest to our souls. He will tell us what we know not of. He will instruct us, and He will guide us in the way that we should go. Further scriptural references the Lord gave me here was from Job 14, 5 to 7. And this is reference to the days that the Lord has given us. You know, each day makes up the blueprint of our lives. I remember the Lord spoke to me some time ago, and He said, my daughter, He said, when a builder builds a building, he has a blueprint for that building. That building cannot go up without a blueprint. And He said, if a builder needs a blueprint for a building, what about you? He said, you are my temple. There is a blueprint for your life. Oh, this was my very, very early days of walking with the Lord spiritually. And I said, Lord, what is this blueprint? How could I relate a blueprint to my life? You know, a builder has the blueprint. He said, well, He said, what about you? You are my temple. There is a blueprint for your life. And I said, Lord, what is that blueprint? He said, every day makes up the blueprint of our lives. And here's what the scripture is saying to us, that our days are numbered. If we wasted yesterday, we may have to start all over again. And so many times, even as I ministered before about the wounded soul, so many times we have made wrong decisions, and we go round and round and round the mountain, getting tired, getting weary, getting bothersome, getting burdensome with cares, not reaching our destination, going round and round the mountain. But if we just listen to the Lord, He will guide us. He will instruct us. He will show us, no matter how busy we are, no matter what decision we have to make, He will show us the right way, the right path to choose. Even when I'm busy with grandchildren, the Lord may say, put them all here in front of you and put their toys before them. Just sit and watch them and interact with them. I don't have to be running all over the place with them. There are times to go outside to play. There's times to go to the park. There are times to go to the pool or whatever, you know. But there are times to just let them slow down for a while. That way I won't tire myself out. So the Lord will instruct us the way that we should go. I'm sure you have many, many ideas. But here, Job 14, 5 to 7. Seeing his days are determined, the number of his months are with thee. Thou hast appointed his bounds that he cannot pass. Here we are. Turn from him that he may rest till he is accomplished as an hireling all his day. For there is hope of a tree. There is hope of a tree if it is cut down, that it will sprout again, and that the tender branch thereof will not cease. Psalm 91 tells us so much about us and how the Lord sees us. And I'll just read a portion of that. Psalm 139, 5 to 8. Thou hast beset me behind and before, and laid thy hand upon me. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me. It is high, I cannot attain unto it. Whither shall I go from thy spirit, or whither shall I flee from thy presence? If I ascend up into heaven, thou art there. If I make my bed in hell, behold, thou art there. Your eyes saw my unformed substance. In your book were written every one of them, in the days that were formed for me, when as yet there was none of them. O God, you have taught me from my youth, and to this day I declare your wondrous works. Isn't that wonderful? When we sit and reflect and we think about what the Lord has taught us, and especially for my older sisters in the Lord, at this time and season of our lives, the Lord has imparted so much wisdom to us that it's time for us to glean from them and rest in them. and not only rest in them, but impart them to others, impart them to the younger women. Teach them to be good mothers. Teach them to be good wives. Teach them how to use their time wisely and to serve the Lord effectively. Teach them, yes, you can do it all with the Lord. He will help you. He will direct you. He will show you. He will put his plan out before you, and he will guide you in his truth. And he, most importantly, we have to pass on. We have to instruct the younger ones, the little children, and they must see that reflection in our lives. You know, even as my little grandson, you know, he said, "Nana, I've been observing you. I see. I'm used to hearing you pray. I see you. I watch you all the time. I'm so used to that." What a testimony! You know, what a testimony! Your little grandchild telling you that he's observed, and he knows. They know. They observe. When you say to them, "Praise the Lord," my little one, she raises her hand. She's only 13 months old. And so it's wonderful to part on that. So it's wonderful to be rested in the Lord, especially at this time and season of our lives. We cannot be, especially in this season we're living in, we cannot be too busy. The Lord is always speaking. As I shared before, his voice is always resounding. And this is what I heard him say to me. "My voice is always resounding in the atmosphere." Always speaking, always speaking. But we cannot afford to be too busy. We cannot afford to have confusion. This is what we prayed in Psalm 91. "Keep me from confusion." We cannot be confused that we cannot hear what he's saying to us. We have to be still. Our spirit, God is spirit, and we have a spirit man, and that spirit man must be quick. We must not entertain any strife, any bitterness, any anger, any confusion that will block our spiritual hearing. I don't know about you, but at this time of my life, I get a little bit antsy about any form of irritation. I cannot take any form of irritation. I just want to be quiet in my soul that I can hear that gentle whisper. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. The Lord is so good to us. Lamentations 3:24-26 says, "The Lord is my portion, saith my soul. Therefore will I hope in him. The Lord is good unto them that wait for him, to the soul that seeketh him. It is good that a man should both hope and wait quietly for the salvation of the Lord." It is good. Indeed, this is what the word is saying. It is good that a man should both hope and wait quietly for the salvation of the Lord. Oh, it's so pleasant. It's such a blessing. It's so refreshing to enjoy quiet moments with him. Even as I said, in your busy schedule, you can have that quiet moment, because even in that busy moment, he is directing you. And that busy moment does not seem busy, because you know what? It is not by might nor by power, but it's by spirit that we will accomplish what we need to accomplish. So my precious, precious brothers and sisters throughout Radio Land, let us be still and wait on the Lord. Let us trust in him. Let us hope in him. Let us rest in him. Let us be still in our souls that we can hear from him, especially in the days that we're living in. Especially in the days when we're living in. You know, when we go to sleep, our spirit man should be so still that even when our bodies are rested, our spirit man can be in tune to hear what he has to speak to us. And that is such wonderful guidance. That's such wonderful help. So today I bless you all. I pray that you were encouraged today. Let us all strive to be still and wait patiently on the Lord. Let us strive to trust him even in our busy schedules, that he will direct our path, that he will tell us when enough is enough, it's time to stop. I need to hear that. Believe you me, I do. So today I bless you all. I continue to pray for all of you throughout Radio Land, that the Lord will bless you and strengthen you. He will lead you and guide you continually. The Lord be with you. And happy July 4th tomorrow to everyone. God bless you. Until next time. Bye-bye.
Produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.